The Fifth Protocol by Naval Ravikant. Cryptocurrencies will create a fifth protocol layer powering the next generation of the internet. Humans don't need math-based cryptocurrencies when dealing with other humans. We walk slowly, talk slowly, and buy big things. Credit cards, cash, wires, checks. The world seems fine. Machines, on the other hand, are far chattier and quicker to exchange information. The four layers of the internet protocol suite are constantly communicating. The link layer puts packets on a wire. The internet layer routes them across networks. The transport layer persists communication across a given conversation. And the application layer delivers entire documents into applications. This chatty, anonymous network treats resources as too cheap to meter. It's a giant grid that transfers data but doesn't transfer value. DDoS attacks, email spam, and flooded VPNs result. Names and identities are controlled by overlords: ICANN, DNS servers, Facebook, Twitter, and certificate authorities. Where's the protocol layer for exchanging value, not just data? Where's the distributed, anonymous, permissionless system for chatty machines to allocate their scarce resources? Where's the virtual money to create this virtual economy? Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are already trustless. Any machine can accept it from any other securely. They are nearly free. They are global, no central bank required, and any machine can speak the language. And they're one to two steps from being quick, anonymous, and capable of authentication. Suppose we had a quick coin which cleared transactions nearly instantly, anonymously, and for infinitesimal mining fees. It could use the Bitcoin blockchain for security or for easy trading in and out. SMTP would demand QuickCoin to weed out spam. Routers would exchange QuickCoin to shut down DDoS attacks. Tor gateways would demand QuickCoin to anonymously route traffic. Machines would bypass centralized DNS and OAuth servers using coins to establish ownership. Why stop at one coin? Let's posit a dozen new app coins. Using application-specific coins rewards the open-source developers with a pre-mined quantity. A Tor coin can be paid to its developers and gateways and by Tor users, achieving consensus via proof of bandwidth. We can allocate any scarce network resource this way, such as Boxcoin for storage, Cashcoin for caching, etc. Let's move on to other networks. Can a completely distributed grid of small generators trade power with each other using a decentralized and trustless cryptocurrency? Can a traffic jam of self-driving cars clear itself as the computerized vehicles bid for right-of-way? Can a mass of people crossing a street take priority over a single car waiting at a traffic light as their phones vote, trustlessly and reliably, for their presence? Can we efficiently route networks of assets like water and power, and liabilities like pollutants and sewage across a distributed grid? Can we trade stocks and financial assets with no brokers, custodians, or agents? Cryptocurrencies are electronic cash, and as such, will be used by electronic agents to exchange value, verify contracts, and track identity and reputation. All of a sudden, the computing resources spent by the Bitcoin miners doesn't seem wasted. It seems efficient, given that it can be used for congestion control and routing of other network resources. Cryptocurrencies are an emergent property of the internet, almost a fifth protocol in the internet suite. If Satoshi Nakamoto did not exist, it would still be necessary to invent them. Someday they will be used by the machines in our network, on our desk, in our garage, and in our pocket to exchange value and achieve consensus at blinding speeds, anonymously, and at minimal cost. When that day arrives, large distributed networks that we rely upon will change. Starting with the internet, they will become decentralized market economies, far more intelligent than they are today. Just as human brains co-evolved with our ability to trade and exchange goods with people who weren't related to us, so the network will become more intelligent as it learns to trade currency and contracts with unrelated nodes. Eventually, there will be no functioning internet or Internet of Things at the protocol layer without deep cryptocurrency integration. Turning off this fifth protocol will be impossible. Cryptocurrencies also remain mediums of exchange and stores of value. Nation-states that are used to imposing capital controls will face a quandary. Ban cryptocurrencies and live in the technology dustbin. Enable them, and this virus, this religion, this protocol, will enable the free flow of money and language, along with packets around the globe.